We are joined here in the media center with the number one the provisional number one qualifier in pro stock, Greg Anderson. His time of 6.515 seconds at 211.16 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Greg, talk about today, not only coming off of the win last weekend, but also leading the category today.
What a great day out here. And I love racing at Sonoma, first of all, and I knew coming here that the cars were going to be fast. I don't know how you guys do it. You look at the weather forecast and say it's going to be 95 degrees here, and you come out to the racetrack and it's 75. So you do a great job. Thank you for that. I love it. I love racing in these conditions. And obviously it brings the cars to life, brings the engines to life, and they run fast. And you got a great race surface out here. You got great fans. You got beautiful scenery. Everything about it is just perfect out here. So fun place to race, and good day on Friday. We were a little off on the first run today, but it was all driver error. I was still thinking I was on the mountain. I was trying to shift it like I was on the mountain, and I completely screwed up and didn't run like we should have the first round, but we did the second run. So it's all that matters, and we're on the top of the heap for a day. We get to go back and celebrate, smile all night long, and try again tomorrow. But you don't know what the weather's going to bring the rest of the weekend. Like I say, if you look at the weather forecast, it says 90 or 95 degrees, but it seems to depend what mile marker you're on out here. It's a crazy deal, but I love it like this. I hope it stays like this all weekend. And the cars will stay fast. You need help. Great side-by-side racing. You'll see all these guys snug up. The pack will snug up tomorrow. And it'll be a dogfight for that number one spot. For every spot out there, it'll be decided by thousands. So that's fun when it's like that. It's you basically, all you bring to the starting line, you bring everything you got to the starting line, and you put it down, and the car goes down the racetrack and runs fast. So those are fun conditions to race under. And we look forward to the few times a year we get those. This is usually one of the places. And so far, it's living up to the billing.
Any questions from
you? You know, Eddie Kravick said that the wind really affects the bikes more than the cars because the cars are more aerodynamic.
Yes.
You were running into a headwind, and a lot of people were a little slower than they were in Q1. Did it bother you today at all?
Well, you don't feel it in the race car. It just flat slows the car down. You don't really know that behind the wheel. As long as it's not a direct crosswind, you don't really feel it in the car, so it's not a problem. We loved it the first session when you had the tailwind. They run faster, so that's cool. But we just did a better job tonight, you know, with managing the racetrack, and it cooled down a little bit, so that the overall air condition got better tonight, and that's why you saw, you know, a lot of cars pick up tonight, even though the wind swapped. So you never know what it's going to do out here. It's like 9 times out of 10, by 4 or 5 o'clock, the wind swaps 180, and it comes right back at you instead of a tailwind. But then you'll get the day where it don't do that. So you got to be on your toes. You got to watch for that. Look out for that, because that plays a big part into those last few thousandths of a second you're looking for with these cars. So we got it right tonight. We changed the rear end gear before Q2, and when the wind swapped, and we got it right. So you just got to watch everything that happens here, and it takes years of being here to see what happens and to expect it. But you still, it's not a guarantee, it's not a given that it happens, but it did today.
Any other questions?
Yeah, how's your mindset different now that you finally banked a win?
I probably smile at more, Kev. It's hard to win out here these days. There's so many cars that can win, should win, and are going to win. Are we up to, I believe, 10 different winners this year? Is that what we're up to? 9? And there's going to be more. There's absolutely going to be 2 or 3 more for sure. So the class has never been this good. It's never been this tight. Different winner every week, and that's great. It's hard on the driver, but that's what brings you back. Obviously, I think that's why we race this class anyway, because it's so ridiculously competitive. That's what we love about it. And this year had an all-time high for competitiveness, so Pro Stock is great.
Well, you've completed step one of a potential Western swing sweep.
Yeah, I did. You know, the good news is, as of right now, I'm the only one that's got a chance for the sweep. And that's a lot to ask, especially when you've had 9 different winners on the year. Nobody's been able to ring off even 2 in a row, let alone 3 in a row. So that's a quite a lofty goal, the way the class is right now, but that doesn't mean we're not going to try. We'll give it everything we got, and as I said, we're the only one that's even got a chance at that opportunity.
Hope to see you here on Sunday.
Yes, hope so. Thanks, guys.
Awesome, thank you.